All right, just a quick update, because I know sometimes people miss things that happen
sure,
on the show.
Sure, it's summer. Everybody's in and out. We get
it. So Kennedy and her boyfriend broke up.
We did.
A couple of months ago.
We did.
Just shared the news with us a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I heard now he's going to be your neighbor.
Yeah, he called me yesterday because he didn't want me to hear it from somebody else, which I appreciate, that he's moving like a mile from my house. And I just don't know what to do with that information. Like, at first I was really mad because I felt like, you know, it's kind of my place. And and while you and I all know I don't go outside much, I really don't leave my house a lot.
Sure.
But there are a few places I go there that are mine. The people who own them are my friends.
Right.
You know, and they became our place while we were there together.
Right.
And so now it feels very weird to me. Like, I don't know where he'll be or when. And while I know Boston is a small city and we would have run into each other anyway, it's going to happen. It happens in life.
Right.
You know, I would be grown-ups about everything.
Right, right.
But I was a little taken aback. I'm not going to lie. And I just... like, half of me was like, well, I guess, screw it. I guess I have to move now. But then half of me is like, well, no, I was here. This is my house. We can be grown-ups about this. There's nothing to say that we can't be in the same place. You know, we keep different hours. It'll be whatever.
It just sounds weird that he would call you to tell you that. He was worried about you hearing it from the grapevine or whatever.
Well,
you know.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, when you break up with someone, things get weird and people say things. And especially doing what I do for a living, people say things to him. Like, I heard what she said on the radio. 99% of it, of course, is not true.
No, it was usually me that said it.
Yeah. I want nothing more than to be the bigger person here and to be, you know, I will never say an evil word about him. It's just not who I am. And so I just, I guess I appreciate it, but I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do, you know?
It does sound like he wants you back.
I don't think so. I don't think
when you move a mile down the street and then you call her and tell her, like, you're calling your shot.
But it also comes to a point at which you got to find a roommate and you got to find a roommate quickly. And things happen, and that just happened to be that.
Right. Do you know the person?
No, I don't really know. Yeah. I'd rather not. It's fine. Do you know what I mean?
It's not somebody, you think it's somebody he's dating?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I mean, that seems awful. No, certainly not.
Right. But he didn't live in Southie before.
He lived in Dorchester.
Right.
So
I guess that's not that far.
Yeah. Sure.
Got a text message from the 978. My ex-husband moved in the next street over from me. He was there about a year. I had nothing to do with him. And then he moved to the other side of the town. Hashtag boy bye.
Yeah, it's just awkward. I guess I thought, you know, maybe he would move. I had in my head, I guess, where I thought he might move to. You know, but convenience
Chicago.
Is convenience. No. You know, maybe just a surrounding suburb or something, or you know, but you already got the sticker on the car, you might as well, you know what I'm saying? But I just
that is stressful.
It's
hold on, yes, producer Mike.
I'd like to make an offer to you as the unofficial deputy mayor of Pepperell, serving under the honorable Derek Tenbrook. We have lots of space out in Pepperell.
I know.
We have a beautiful rail trail, a rotary, lots of pizza places, two Chinese restaurants, a Cumberland Farms. We've got a lot of amenities in Pepperell that you won't find anywhere else.
I love Southie, and I feel like maybe no one's
listen,
not
Southie's
mine
great. Pepperell could be a good change of pace for you. I mean, we could commute to work together.
Oh my gosh, I don't know that I could drive that far.
Oh, it's fun.
Maybe. I'll look.
Well, the offer's out there. Pepperell welcomes you. Pepperell welcomes everybody.
Can I get
everybody.
A giant house with a big yard for dogs?
Of course, for cheap money compared to what you would pay in Boston. Pepperell's a home run.
Can you imagine driving that far? While that is
nice of you, producer Mike, really, you're going above and beyond.
Stay in my RV. I'm not.
But there is only one place to move into when you have problems.
When I want to get away, I know where I can stay. Carson's Cabin.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.